Hi, everybody. Jimmy DeYoung, and welcome to Prophecy Today. We've got some late-breaking news coming up when I bring Itamar Marcus to this broadcast table. Remember, he heads up Palestinian Media Watch, and they have petitioned the State Department here in the United States that this man, this leader of the Palestinian people, but also a terrorist, he is in charge of leading the Palestinian people and supposedly is going to represent them at the United Nations General Assembly later this week. Well, there's a little kink in that. We'll get to Itamar in the second half hour, so keep the dial set right where it is. Ken Timmerman back home in the catbird seat in Washington. We'll go to him in just a moment. Let me remind you that we go out and do meetings all the time, and if you're a church listening to this broadcast, you would like to have us come and share our ministry of teaching Bible prophecy, looking at current events in light of biblical prophecy, get a hold of Jody at 423-825-6247, or you can send an email to her, jody@prophecytoday.com. Love to have the privilege and opportunity to come teach your congregation the prophetic word of God. Now, I'm going to do that right here in Chattanooga. We're going to stay home. The motel is my home, my bed. I'm excited about that. We'll be at the Hickory Valley Baptist Church, and we're going to be there Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Dr. David Kemp has invited us to be there. Start on Sunday morning, 9:30, then 10:45. We'll have a prophecy Q&A 5 o'clock on Sunday, 6 p.m. the service, and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 6:30 with Q&A before that. By the way, on Monday night, I'm going to be teaching from the Word of God, Win the Kingdom, when Jesus Christ will be ruling and reigning from the location in Jerusalem at a temple he builds, when he's going to do that. And it's right in the Word of God. We'll study that Monday night. So try to get together and bring a group over to the Hickory Valley Baptist Church here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Well, I better get right to Ken Timmerman. A lot to talk about. Ken, we know that there was a Russian recon plane that was shot down, and it was shot down actually by the Syrians. And then there were a lot of accusations, and especially Syria, saying that the Israeli jets who had come in did a strike on some munitions that were going to be moved to Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. They were responsible. And then, of course, here we are now with the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin. At first, he's saying he's going to retaliate, then he loosened up a little bit. Well, it looks like an accident. Okay, don't let it happen again. What are your thoughts?
Isn't it amazing, Jimmy, the way things work in the Middle East and with anti-Semites the world over?
Yeah.
The Syrians down a Russian plane, and who gets blamed? The Israelis. Blame it on the Jews. I mean, excuse me, this doesn't pass the smell test. The Russians and the Syrians at one point claimed that Israeli fighter jets were hiding behind this Ilyushin 20 plane, which is an ELINT, an electronic intelligence aircraft airborne advanced command post, but it's an old propeller plane, okay? And the Israeli jets are F-16s with the twin fighter jet engines in them. And you're going to say they're going to be hiding behind a lumbering old casket like that? It's a ridiculous allegation that they've made. The Syrians are completely incompetent. They just showed that by shooting down their own allies' recon plane. And I notice also there's a big difference in the rhetoric that's coming from Putin himself, who took two calls this week from Benjamin Netanyahu expressing his condolences for the deaths of all 15 crew members on that Russian plane, and his defense secretary, Sergei Shoigu, who was blaming the Israelis and threatening all kinds of retaliation for it. So I think it's pretty clear who runs the show in Moscow, and I don't think this is going to permanently damage Russian-Israeli relations, and I don't think it's going to really impact much the way the Israelis operate in Syria. Russia has allowed them a free hand to interdict Hezbollah arms supplies from Iran and hit Iranian targets, and I don't think that's about to stop.
And in one of those phone calls from the Prime Minister of Israel to Vladimir Putin, he reported to him that those Israeli F-16s, were already back in Israeli airspace before that plane was shot down. Quite interesting. However, Russia seems to be beefing up their air defense and putting aircraft in the air to curtail some of the Israeli times of attacking there in Syria and what's going on and what they have to do to protect themselves. I mean, you just reported they're going to look the other way. What, you think that's going to play out, or will Russia be tougher?
I don't think Russia will be tougher. They're going to bring some additional air defense batteries into their air base near Latakia on the Mediterranean coast. They may bring some additional aircraft, but I don't see at this point that it's aimed really explicitly at Israel. They may say that it is, but I don't think they're going to use them to keep the Israelis from flying over Syrian airspace. If they did, that would be a very major development, and it would be a huge setback for Israel and a huge setback for the United States, because the Israelis are the only ones at this point who are really checking the Iranian advance across Iraq into Syria and eventually into Lebanon up on Israel's northern border.
Well, it looks like Russia, though, is still going to realize that they have a pretty powerful position in the Middle East now. And in fact, they're making the statement that in the eastern Mediterranean, there's going to be no air or sea traffic for military exercises. So they're probably going to take a bit stronger hold and let everybody in the Middle East know they're there.
Yes, that was a snap announcement on Thursday when they said they were going to be holding these sudden exercises. And it's both a message to the United States, because we have an aircraft carrier group, the USS Harry Truman, that is en route to the Med with the whole carrier battle group, something like 72 aircraft fighter jets on board, as well as to the Israelis. So, yes, that is a message. I remind our listeners, Russia's military presence in Syria began in 2015 after President Obama had issued a red line to Syria, don't use chemical weapons. Syria used chemical weapons, and the United States did nothing. So Russia filled that power vacuum created by the United States in 2015, and frankly, the Trump people, they're trying to repair the damage that has already been done.
The Israeli F-16s that went in and did an airstrike there in Syria were going after the munitions that were trying to be transported over to Hezbollah. Hezbollah now comes and says those precision rockets, despite Israel's strike, came out of Syria. They now have them. That's a bit of bravado, maybe. Will it make them more dangerous?
Well, Hezbollah already has well over 100, some estimates, 150,000 rockets pointed at Israel. Many of them are precision-guided, and they already have those weapons. The Israelis were trying to prevent new deliveries from reaching Hezbollah and Lebanon, but obviously they have not taken out the weapons that are already there. What I thought very interesting in that speech by the Hezbollah leader, Nasrallah, on Thursday was not the fact that he said, well, we've already got precision weapons, but this quote here. He said, if Israel imposes a war on Lebanon, Israel will face a fate and a reality it is never expected on any day. Mm. Now, that sounds very belligerent on the face of it, but listen to that closely. If Israel imposes a war on Lebanon, in other words, if Israel attacks Lebanon, well, Israel is not, at this point, preparing to attack Lebanon. What Hezbollah is essentially saying is that we are not going to unilaterally attack Israel with our rockets. That's a pretty big tell.
It certainly is. Wow, that's very interesting. See, that's why we have Ken Timmerman. His analysis, unbelievable, as he looks even into the words of a high-ranking terrorist, Nasrallah, who is head of the Hezbollah. I need to ask you about the Israelis allowing, and we've talked about this many times on this broadcast, Ken, the fact that Iran is building a land bridge from Iran through Iraq, through Syria, through Lebanon, over to the Mediterranean. And it's being stated now that Israel is going to make a big mistake like they did there. They weren't alert in 73 for the Yom Kippur War. They better not allow that land bridge to go through Syria.
Well, the problem is it's already been established. And there was not too much the Israelis could do about it because, first of all, the presence of Russian troops and Russian Air Force along the way. Second, the fact that there's a sovereign state, Iraq, that controlled the land bridge itself, especially that, you know, those border crossings between Iraq and Syria. And third, because of the presence of U.S. troops. So the Israelis are a bit over the barrel on this one. Mm-hmm. What they're trying to do, and they have been doing this consistently and continue to do it, it's what led to the downing of the Russian aircraft, according to the Russians this week. What they're trying to do is to whack the Iranians wherever they find them in Syria, in those parts of Syria that they can access with their air force. They can't access the entire land bridge route, if you will, but they can certainly access some of the endpoints and some of the military bases that the Iranians have set up. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to weaken Iran's overall power base in Syria by airstrikes. I think they have inflicted serious damage. The question is it enough to keep the Iranians from one day, should they decide to pull the trigger, attacking Israel?
Well, the Bible tells us they're going to pull that trigger, and it's going to be, I don't think, too long into the future. It's going to be very near. That's why we always want to have Ken Timmerman available wherever he may be in the world, come to this broadcast table and give us insight and details behind the headlines. Ken, excellent today, as always. Appreciate it, my good friend. Know you're busy and you got to get back to doing things, so let me let you go, but thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
My great pleasure, Jimmy. God bless.
Thank you, sir. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'll be talking with David Dolan. He has a Middle East news update for us. It's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.